Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Marshall Tucker bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ramon Ray. Ramon has got a couple of websites I want to encourage you to check out. His new one is called smarthustle.com. That's for his magazine, his quarterly magazine, which, as far as I know at this moment, is still free, right, Ramon?
Absolutely.
So take advantage, folks. I think he's going to start, you know, eventually it'll be so popular. You know, who knows what he's going to charge, but right now it's free. So check it out, folks, and subscribe. I promise you, you'll thank me later. And then smallbiztechnology.com, right, Ramon?
Absolutely. Thank you, Jim. Absolutely.
Ramon, we've never discussed this before, but it's never come up in our show before, never needed to come up before. But at this time, you've told me that you'd be willing to talk to me about something that I think America is discussing right now. We cover these things on the show, and that's the fact that you're a black American. And I wanted to know what your thoughts are on what's happened, what has happened, and what is happening in the Ferguson, Missouri case, the case where the police officer Wilson shot and killed the 18-year-old Michael Brown. As most everybody knows, I think the grand jury, after 3 months, the grand jury failed to indict Mr. Officer Wilson on 5 charges they could have indicted him on, but apparently the evidence was so compelling that they said no indictment. So, and this was apparently the grand jury was a cross section of the community, from what I've been told. Now, but I'd like to know, as a black American, how does this whole scenario strike you, Ramon?
Sure, and I'll try to bullet point this, Jim, because I know time is very short. I probably only have 3 minutes, and I want to have a good discussion here, but I'll bullet point a few things that I think, Jim. One, I do believe in the criminal justice system. That's point one. So I'm glad that we have to have a jury and et cetera, whether people like it or not, or compilation. That's such a blessing we have in this country. That's point one. I think point two, blacks and whites in America today overall live in peace, love each other, want to see our families grow. Overall, we live just fine. Yep. Jim and I can talk just fine and can be
just like you
best
and me.
Of friends. So that's point two. Point three, I believe that there are segments in our society, many inner cities, many black Americans that are segments of our society that do feel slighted by police, for good or for bad. Mm-hmm. So you take Newark, where my church is, Jim, my church right in Newark. Mm-hmm. After a prayer meeting one day, we had blood on the ground outside of our church. That's where my hood is. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you know where the blood came from?
It came from somebody stabbed somebody. You know, it was just two guys just fighting and stabbing each other.
So this is not police related, though.
Just
the neighborhood. Okay.
Neighborhood. So my point making, Jim, is that after those 3 points, my point I'm trying to say is, I was talking to a friend yesterday. I believe there are some few black Americans who feel that the police are out to get them. And in my conversations with a gentleman yesterday, his feeling was, Ramon, I've done nothing wrong, but the police do arrest me, et cetera. What I explained to him
had
on the other
side. Had that guy been arrested?
Handcuffed, not arrested, but, you know, just, he felt
And he slighted. Felt for no reason, he felt just because he was black.
Exactly, that's what he felt, so I'm just giving the reporting.
Yeah.
And the other side, Jim, what I expressed, and again, maybe I'll get in trouble for saying this, I believe that what I explained, police officers, let's give them the benefit of the doubt, saying they're good. When they put their gear on, Jim, especially when they're in an inner city where there's a lot of crime, forget who's doing it, I believe they feel they're going to war, not in a bad way,
exactly.
But meaning, you know, I'm putting on...
They're going into a war zone.
Right.
If two men will stab each other outside of a church, that's a war zone.
Right. And so my point being, with that, I believe that that's where variables then fall down. I'm not saying everybody's perfect, but I believe that that's my... Did I summarize how I feel about that?
No, I think that's very good, very, very intelligent, very smart, very fair. But at any time, have you ever felt... as a black person in America, have you always felt this way?
Yeah, I have, and this goes back, Jim, I must say, to another thing I must say.
But you weren't to the manor born. You didn't come up in some fancy neighborhood, right?
Did not. But I must say, in fairness, this goes back to what I was telling my young friend yesterday, is that I must say how you're brought up and what your experiences are affect you. So I was born in the state of Ohio. To me, police officers, Secret Service, FBI, DIA, I've been around them all, are the best people on earth. I love them all.
Mm-hmm.
because I've never had a problem, though.
Right.
Maybe if I was brought up in a different scenario, mm-hmm. maybe if my father had left me.
Do you think, as a black person watching our first black president,
sure.
how did you feel about his behavior? 20 seconds.
Yeah, well, I think, I don't want to get political about it, but I think that the local issues, I think we have to be careful if they're addressed by the president. I'll put it that way.
Okay. Well said, Ramon. I thank you so much for your thoughts. My only comment there is I think that what you said is the correct thing. This should never have risen to the Oval Office level. I don't think his involvement has contributed in a positive way. I think it was negative. But and Ramon, you know I love you. Thank you for being here, buddy. Good job.
Thanks.
Keep up the good work. Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen, check out that new website, smarthustle.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.